Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. In the previous episode, we left off in 1 Samuel chapter 30, where David and the men had gone after the ones that had raided their home area and that had captured their wives and their kids and their stuff. Well, the Lord had told them that they would be victorious and they could pursue them. Well, they did. They pursued them. They got everything, brought it back. They did not lose anything. I want to pick it up in verse 20 here and read the balance of this chapter. A couple of interesting things happen here. So here's verse 20. So David had captured all the sheep and the cattle, which the people drove ahead of the other livestock. And they said, "This is David's spoil." I believe that goes back to what we'd seen earlier with the ones that had come in and captured stuff. They would have captured other people's livestock, and they drove those ahead of their own. And those were the ones that David captured again. He got to keep them. Verse 21. When David came to the 200 men who were too exhausted to follow David, who had also been left at the brook Besor, and they went out to meet David and to meet the people who were with him, then David approached the people and greeted them. And so he comes back and he's with the 200 guys, okay, they left behind. Verse 22, this is a point of real interest right here. Verse 22, then all the wicked and worthless men among those who went with David said, so let me stop here for a second before we get to what they said. Did you catch this? There were wicked and worthless men that went along with David, that followed after David. You go, well, that's interesting. Yeah, it's really nothing new under the sun, folks. You're going to have wicked, worthless men who will attempt to follow for whatever their agenda is, okay, whatever their purpose is. But now these guys are going to speak up, and here's what they say. Because they did not go with us, we will not give them any of the spoil that we've recovered, except to every man, his wife, and his children, that they may lead them away and depart. So they said this, hey, these 200 that were too tired to go, they're not going to get anything except for their stuff. Yeah, they get their wife and kids back and their stuff, but they're not going to get any spoil or anything because they didn't go to battle with us. Verse 23. Then David said, "You must not do so, my brothers, with what the Lord has given us, who has kept us and delivered us into our hand, the band that came against us." So now listen to that again. David says, tells him, you don't need to do this. And then he calls him my brother. So he considers him, he's reaching out to them as brother. And he says this, with what the Lord has given us, who has kept us and delivered our hands, the band that came. So he says, you must not do with this stuff that the Lord has given us. It's the Lord who gave us this. It's the Lord who kept us. It's the Lord who delivered us. Why are you going to hold it with a clenched hand now? He says, you must not do this. But then David continued on, verse 24. And who will listen to you in this matter? For as his share is who goes down to the battle, so shall his share be who stays by the baggage. They shall share alike. So the one that went to battle will get the same share as those that stayed behind to watch the baggage. And then this interesting thing, verse 25. So it has been from that day forward that he made it a statute and an ordinance for Israel to this day. So the statute and the ordinance is exactly that. If you're in the army, if you're in this right here, you will share in the spoils. Now, verse 26. Now, when David came to Ziklag, he sent some of the spoil to the elders of Judah and to his friends, saying, "Behold, a gift for you from the spoil of the enemies of the Lord." And then the balance of the chapter, the next one, two, three, four, five verses, delineates who he sent these gifts to. So David had received a great spoil. Now he's sharing it as a gift to the other elders of Judah. Why was he doing this? Well, out of the magnitude of his heart, perhaps. Also the idea that they would know he's still alive. They would have known he's doing well. Yeah, he's fleeing from Saul, but he's still here. So he says, behold, a gift for you from the spoil of the enemies of the Lord, to those who are in Bethel, and to those who are in Ramoth of the Negev, and to those who were in Jatir, and to those who were in Aror, and to those that are in Safmath, and to those who are in Eshtemoah, and to those who are in Rakal, and to those who were in the cities of the Jeremelites, and to those who were in the cities of the Kenites, and to those who were in Horma, and to those who were in Borashan, and to those who were in Akthak, and to those who were in Hebron, and to all the places where David himself and his men were accustomed to go. So he was keeping himself, he was keeping his men, he was keeping the victory of the Lord before these people, okay? But he was also letting them know, okay? He was letting the elders know, I am still here, okay? I am still here. So, tell you what, I think I'm going to stop right here, the end of the 30th chapter. We'll pick it up next episode. I'll see y'all then. Goodbye.